Welcome to the Camland Podcast. My name's Nate Ammond, owner of Webcam Startup and Camland Podcast, I guess. I apologize for this being Friday instead of Thursday, like we normally do. I've been wrapped up in some really heavy shit. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry. But hey, we're doing this shit. We're giving you the news. It's all good. So, that being said, I guess a little housekeeping if anyone ain't ever seen this before. This is a weekly podcast series. We go live twice a month, and we do pre-recorded like this one the other two times per month. And we basically just go over everything happening in Camland and the adult industry. So, let's get right into it. Oh, by the way, this is podcast 81. If you're watching or listening to this on something that has a description, chill, Stella Blue. We're recording right now. If you're watching this on anything that has like a description where we can put links, we put the link to everything, chill out, that we're talking about today and more. If you're listening to this on a network that doesn't have any links or, you know, anything like that, you can go to camlandpodcast.com, and this is podcast 81. You find episode 81, and in the blog copy, you'll find the short description of everything we go over and a link to additional information if you want to learn more. So, now that that's said, chill out, Stella Blues. First up, Ari put together a great piece on tip menus. For a lot of you watching this, most of you watching this, I'm assuming this is going to be very 101. But you got to remember, the majority of the people interacting with our site are people researching the industry. So for this is some great information. We go over basically, you know, what the tip menu is, the different type of tip menus, whether it's text-based, whether the site allows you to upload image files, or whether it's like Chatterbait that has their apps and bots, you know, something built in. We give some best practices, some tools for designing visual tip menus, if that's what you want to go, the way you want to go. And we also have a directory of sites that support tip menus, and we indicate whether it's text tip menus, HTML tip menus, so image tip menus, or if it's something built in, like, once again, as an example, Chatterbait does have apps and bots. So if that's something you're interested in, feel free to check it out. Like I said, I'm assuming that's going to be fairly 101 for most of the people watching this today. But it's there, if you're interested. Up next, we got all the information on Is My Girl. Is My Girl is a new, we'll call it OnlyFans-ish platform. Yeah, OnlyFans is probably the most comparable thing to it, except Is My Girl does offer performers more ways to earn. They got live streaming, they got premium snap sales, they got individual clip sales, and then of course the whole fan club element. Since we're comparing it to OnlyFans, OnlyFans is 80%, they're 70%. They do also have more of a directories ish type thing, to where OnlyFans, I mean, we all know they kind of try to play it off as a bunch of fitness models and, you know, celebrities and shit. Let's be honest, it's all fucking porn. Let's be real here. Is My Girl is not trying to be sneaky like that. It's just blatantly porn, like OnlyFans really should be. So they do have more directory-ish type shit, better discovery, stuff like that. I am actually really interested to see how this platform performs. It is fairly new. If you want all the other details, we got that all on webcamstartup.com, and you can find the link to that by going to camlandpodcast.com, podcast 81. It's the second item on the list. And we've also got all the information on amateurporn.com. If you guys don't know, amateurporn.com is a clip site. I believe they offer a fairly decent percentage. I think it's 75%, which is definitely higher than average for sure. So if you're interested in anything and everything amateurporn.com, you can also find that on webcamstartup.com. By the way, if you go to webcamstartup.com, in the main menu, you can find a link to Is My Girl under the fan club menu tab. And you can find amateur porn under the clip site menu tab. Oh yeah, and Amateur Porn did also just release a model referral program where you can earn $25 after the first payout. Their minimum payout is $100. It's not an affiliate account. You do need to create a model or a studio account, but whatever, it's easy. Sweet. Up next, we got a couple Bongacams things. So the first is Bongacams has temporarily suspended Spygasm, which, for those that don't know, Spygasm was a series of spy cam houses in Europe, I'm assuming Eastern Europe, as well as Colombia, and they kind of competed against each other, different contests and stuff. There was some tipping stuff going on. It actually seemed like it was more successful than I initially imagined it being. We did reach out to Bongacams for comment on this, and they said it all had to deal with paperwork, visas, all that stuff with international performers, and they do plan on bringing it back at some point. When that some point is, nobody knows. And Bongacams has a new feature. They just made it to where you can sell social media access. It appears like that the four supported networks, Al Gravy really needs to get a Bongacams model account just so that way I can, kind of confirm all this shit. It seems like the four supported networks is Twitter, Snapchat, which we all know Premium Snap's a big one, Instagram, and TikTok, which I thought TikTok was really kind of a weird pick. So I don't think it supports reoccurring, which we all know reoccurring's a big money maker for Premium Snap. But it's a new way to monetize your site. If you are selling social media access, there'll be a little icon for the social networks you're supporting on your little avatar preview thing on the homepage, tag pages, all that fun shit, as well as on the Camming Room watch page and the profile page. Oh yeah, and you can also select set it to free if you don't want to actually sell it, but still want to drive some traffic to your various social networks. Woohoo! And we've updated our main informational page on Bongacams to represent the new service you can offer on there. Sweet! Moving on to the Minivids news. So, Minivids has announced their MV Community Award finalists. You can actually find that on camlandpodcast.com. Okay, I guess I probably should have broke this down in the beginning, but we're doing a little bit of some change-up shit. Okay, so Ari and I were talking about how to kind of make Camland Podcast a little bit more valuable, just a little bit more, right? And the one thing we came up with is, well, what if we make that our new site, and what if we make Webcam Startup just more resource-ish? So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing from now on. So just to give you some idea on the new Bongacams feature, the social media sales, we published something more PR news-ish on Camland Podcast. But then we also posted something similar on Webcam Startup that's a little bit more evergreen. We don't use words and phrasing like Bongacams just releases new feature. We word it more evergreen, selling social media access on Bongacams. And I mean, that's one thing I was really kind of tripped out about with Webcam Startup. Do we keep the newsish stuff in the news section, then create something more evergreen? And I don't know, just like, yeah, do you eventually like swap it from newsish to evergreen? So this really does kind of get rid of that issue, and I think it's going to work out really, really good. But anyway, so on the newsworthy stuff you can find on, and you will find from here on out, on camlandpodcast.com. If you go to camlandpodcast.com, the front page is just the podcasts, but if you go to the blog is all the bloggy shit. Sweet. But anyways, Minivids, the MV Community Awards, they announced their finalists. If you're interested in seeing the finalists, you can find them all on camlandpodcast.com under the blog. Or you can go to Podcast 81 and you'll find the link to it there. And they also added for their MV Social, they're really pushing the MV Social hard. And we started posting more on MV Social after they really started pushing it hard, and we're definitely getting more views than before. So I find that really interesting. Obviously, the stuff we're sharing is a different ball game than the stuff that performers would be sharing, which I wouldn't doubt performers have more success with the stuff that they're sharing. And if that's the case, the fact that we're getting clicks and views with our content is definitely a good indicator that you'll probably be a whole lot more successful on it. But anyways, they launched a monthly contest and a weekly raffle. So the weekly raffle, you basically re-MV and comment on a special dedicated post each week, and it's raffle style. They draw at random, however they do that, and one person gets $50. And their contest, which happens monthly, is the MV stars that get the most new followers each month, they get $500. So woohoo, go mini vids. Through the month of August, Camversity is doing a daily token bonus. This ver the bonus you get varies on how much you earn. If you earn more, you will get more. We've got Okay, you need to earn at least 2,500 tokens to get a bonus. We've got the chart thing on. Do we got it on Webcam Startup or camlandpodcast.com? That is on camlandpodcast.com. I don't know exactly where we switched over, so I don't know which one of these are Webcam Startup and which ones are Camland Podcast, if you really do want to check it out. Visit X has added Lovense interactive sex toy support, so you can now do interactive tip to vibe shows on Visit X. For those that don't know, Visit X is one of Germany's largest camming sites. It's predominantly European. I know that the majority of the people watching this are North American, so wire transfers aren't too friendly in the United States, so VisitX might not be the best site for the majority of the people watching us. But hey, any German people out there, like, hell yeah, if you're on VisitX, you can now use Lovense for tip to vibe shows. Woohoo. And we also did take some time to kind of revamp some of our VisitX content while we were doing this. So we got all the information up on VX Cash, which is the official VisitX affiliate program. They offer a rev share and a pay per lead and got a whole bunch of promo tools. If you want to learn more about that, that's actually on cammingwebmasters.com. Hey, we're making you guess what domains we have our information on anymore. We got to keep you guys on top of shit. And I got to confuse my own ass while I'm doing this shit and trying to figure out where each of these posts are living. If you want to learn more about VX Cash, you can go to camlandpodcast.com. Podcast 81, we got the link there, and you can find all this information on cammingwebmasters.com, which I'm trying to get that up to date and do a little bit more work on that and kind of keep it more managed, because I mean stuff changes with the camming sites and their affiliate programs. So yeah, that's one of the things I'm doing. And since we were doing the VisitX stuff, I forced myself to also get the VX Cash stuff up on cammingwebmasters.com. Sweet. And we also did a complete revamp of our VisitX information on webcamstartup.com. It was in need of a general overhaul outside of the love and stuff. So if you are interested in VisitX, we've got all that information there. And of course, we added VisitX to our list of camming sites supporting Lovense sex toys. Model Clips is sponsoring the 2019 Community Summit that's happening. Man, that thing has to be starting in a couple days here, I imagine. I believe the awards is on the 6th or 7th of August, which are going to be live streamed if anyone wants to check them out. I did check out last year's live stream and it was pretty dope. They did a really good job on the red carpet, and they did a really good job on the actual award show itself. So, I'd personally highly recommend it. I, for one, will be watching it, and I'll probably give everyone my thoughts on it afterwards. I'm Live's 17th birthday celebration is coming up. To celebrate, they're hosting some competitions, some raffles, some discounts, some giveaways, a whole bunch of fun stuff. They were fairly vague about what's going on. And I think it's sort of for the entire month of August. I should just know absolutely everything happening in the industry without having to read any of it. Holy shit, they were really vague in the press release. Okay, the campaign will run from August 1st until August 31st, so month long. For full campaign details, go to imlive.com and register. There you go, folks. You can't even get all the details unless you register. Al Gravy really needs an iMLive broadcaster account, too. Through EnticeLive, of course, because if you're going to sign up for iMLive, you might as well go through EnticeLive. And they're great people, by the way. I really enjoyed getting to sit down and share some drinks with them over in Vegas for ABN. So, Clips for Sale is hosting their themed clip promotion for August, and this month it's Sultry Summer. So upload your sultry summer themed clips and gain some extra exposure. Woohoo. And we've updated our 2019 Why Not Cam Awards page to include the link to the live watch page. So if you're wondering where to find it, you can find it there. I imagine if you go to awards.whynotcam, it should be pretty easy to find too. And sweet, that is all the news for this week. Google just basically sunset Hangouts, which is what we all use for Google Live or YouTube Live. So we don't know if they're going to build the whole group thing into their YouTube Live or what's going to happen. If they don't, we need to figure out a workaround for the podcasts. So that's going to be really interesting. It's probably a good thing we didn't have anyone scheduled for next week. Apparently everyone's going to be in Hollywood for Why Not Cam, so yeah, it was actually really hard finding people who wanted to jump on the podcast, or more so that could jump on the podcast. Plenty of people interested. Let's see, we're talking to Sky Private. They wanted to, but they couldn't. Model Clips, of course, we just brought up that they're sponsoring and they're all going to be there. So they couldn't, so we had them scheduled for the next one. Yeah, everyone we're hollering at, they're all going to be in Hollywood. So, if it's not something really easy, we're going to have to try to duct tape something together. I don't know, maybe something with OBS and Skype. Yeah, so the next live one, if it's even going to be a live one, might be us looking like idiots trying to figure it out live on air. So grab some popcorn, get a good laugh at us failing miserably or succeeding successfully. Who really knows how it's going to turn out, but yeah, we're going to try to do it live with everyone, the entire cast. If not, who the hell knows what our workaround's going to be. But anyways, catch us next week, just the same, live or pre-recorded, where we will give you all of the Cammy news. Peace.